Welcome to the Triple M Breakfast Podcast for WITSA, the key to a successful relationship between tradies and homeowners. WITSA.com.au.
I think most people remember Kevin 07, the glory days of Kevin Rudd, our former Prime Minister. What is he up to now? Well, he's over in Washington being our ambassador. And I'm not sure he's doing a great job because he didn't have very many positive things to say about Donald Trump.
Anyone concerned with the public policy process thinks he's nuts. President Trump is not a popular figure within Australia.
Not a very popular figure within Australia. Yeah. He seems to be pretty popular at the moment in the polls over in America. And last night there was an exclusive on Sky News, Paul Murray Live, with some British
Nigel
interviewer.
Farage.
That fella.
Yeah, he's a conservative.
He interviewed Trump.
He sat down with him and he said, "Hey, have you heard about this Kevin Rudd fella, the ambassador of Australia, talking badly about you?" Well, he responded.
"I heard he was a little bit nasty.
Yeah.
I hear he's not the brightest bulb, but I don't know much about him. But if he's at all hostile, he will not be there long."
I love that. When somebody says, "Oh, I don't really know who they are," like just downgrading their role, downgrading their profile. Right. I love that.
He's a high school bully who might run the world again.
But can he get Australia's ambassador sacked? I don't know.
I think we appoint our ambassador.
I know people in high places. I've got a red button.
I am people. In high places.
I am the high places.
Oh, God. So we got, how old's Biden? 82, 83.
He's 107.
He's clearly senile against Trump, who's 77. This is incredible.
He's losing his mind too. He keeps talking about Obama, Trump. He keeps forgetting who he's running against.
I saw the other day, Larry Fink. Do you know that name? He is the CEO of BlackRock, and BlackRock are major wealth shareholders.
Investment. I've heard of them, yeah.
Huge money, billions of dollars. Anyway, they said, "Oh, are you going to be running for president?" He said, "No, I'm too young. He's only 72.
That's good.
I'm not old enough.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. They're Brisbane as.
Life, it's all varied, etc. Sometimes I'm early to the party, like I start things like schoolies and...
That claim is disputed.
I know, that's a dispute. And then often things do get disputed, but often we are on the front foot and we'll cover a story and then I'll see another news organisation, we'll carry it on. They obviously listen and they go, "Oh, we'll do that in print or TV that night." But on this occasion, I'm very late to the party. Internet, I don't do much... anything with Instagram, can't really cop it there. The show-offs, Facebook's
a
little bit too...
You're a Facebook kind of guy, aren't you?
I don't.
You like the groups.
Don't do anything with it. Oh, I like the groups just because they're interesting, but it's more folksy and boring, Facebook, I guess.
It's more old people.
Tell me you haven't discovered MySpace.
Nope.
You're not on TikTok.
No.
Twitter. Have you joined X?
No. Finally. Not any of those. No. And I've done nothing on Facebook, done nothing on Instagram.
Snapchat.
Couldn't care. No, I found Reddit. I found this Reddit in the last couple of months.
Reddit.
Yeah, it's where there's no show offs there. It's just intelligent people throwing in and funny, usually funny too. They're not angry. No one's angry there. They're just throwing in things. How would you describe Reddit?
I've never really got on it.
The front page of the internet, they call it. Do you know how it works? The comments get voted up and down.
Oh,
so
do they?
The community actually go, "Yeah, a little up there, that's good." So that you're reading the best voted ones.
All right, here's one from That'll Do Me. Somebody just asks a question and then everyone starts piling on,
Is it like a forum?
Yes.
People harvest stuff from the internet, Margo, post it, and then it gets voted up and down. Triple M's Best of Brisbane.
What do you make of it? It's okay?
It's the best.
Okay. Listen to this one.
I can't believe you've just
discovered But this one particularly, I reckon I discovered it about 4 weeks ago.
Well, if you're late to the party, I'm even later. I've never even got on Reddit.
Right. Well, here's somebody just threw it up. I don't know who these people are, but they're somehow on Reddit. What if God came down one day and said, "It's pronounced Jod," then left? That is the best. Imagine if God comes down and he appears on all the TV stations, everything stops, and he goes, "It's Jod."
I can't believe it.
And then you never see him again.
And my son is Jesus.
I can't believe of all the things on the internet, that's
Jod.
The one that captivated you.
Yeah. Well, what about how do we know he does say it, God?
There's a forum called That'll Do Me. Can I put my co-worker just discovered Reddit on the forum?
That'll do me.
Hey, there's a TV show you'd enjoy, actually, given you're just coming to the
Gilligan's
party.
Gilligan's Island.
It's a fella called Jerry. He's Jewish. He lives in New York. He's a stand-up. It's called Seinfeld.
It might have some legs. I don't know.
Triple M Breakfast.
Hey, measles is going around. Oh,
is it?
Bit of fun, apparently.
It's always going around.
A few cases, well, you know.
Which one's the measles with the dots?
Dots.
What's mumps?
That's also, that's glandular.
Is that one that makes you deaf?
Huh?
Good. Stop it.
Well, this is my problem.
Where's it going around?
I thought someone at my other job might be super spreading the measles. What? Sophie, who reads the news on Weekend Today, she's a ripper. But tell you what, I think I know who Typhoid Mary, who patient zero is of the current measles outbreak.
People are being asked to monitor for cold-like symptoms like a runny nose, red eyes, and a cough. Excuse me.
Was she acting?
No.
That's just great time.
Immediately quarantine her, please.
Oh, that's Oscar award winning.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane has.
There's so many things in life I still don't understand like this.
It's the American burger chain with a cult following that's taken Brisbane by storm for a day. Hundreds of people lining the streets for a chance to taste test the US favourite. But even a 3-hour wait wasn't enough to ensure success.
Ooh. In-N-Out Burger. I'd never heard of this thing before. What's the go?
I saw that they were coming here. There's a heap of big burger chains coming here.
So you know about them.
Yeah, I've heard about it. Apparently Kim Kardashian loves it.
Oh, God.
It's her favourite burger chain in the States.
You heard about it?
I've had it.
You've had an In-N-Out burger?
Yeah.
Is that
here or in the States?
In LA.
Oh,
is that a reference to sex, In-N-Out?
Well, it is, but it's not in this case.
In-N-Out.
No, it just means that you can get in and out quickly. Oh. You get in, get your fast food. It's fast food, right?
Are they any good?
So isn't that amazing that we just saw the difference between your two brains? Margot's correct and you went straight to sex. Happy with yourself?
In and out, to me, often means sex, doesn't it?
When was the last time you got laid, mate?
Anyway. Right?
No, he's been too busy this morning.
We're talking burgers.
Yeah.
Was the burger any good?
It's fine. Very American, very greasy, very tasty.
Doesn't look healthy.
No.
Looks like a heart attack.
What's a pop-up? What does a pop-up kitchen even mean?
Just temporary, just to test the waters, to see what the response is. And if people are waiting 3 hours, then they'd want to like it.
They were.
How long were we waiting for these this morning, boys?
Oh, like 3 hours.
Jeez, you'd want to have eaten before you lined up.
That's you get hungry.
Yeah, that's the difference between breakfast and lunch, isn't it? Right?
You collapse. But who's got 3 hours in their day to wait for a burger?
And did you see
it? It looked like a shit. Yeah, uni students, you're right. It looked like a shit burger too. I don't know. Well, that's not what people think.
You've got to take advantage of the moment, seize the opportunity and just go for it.
Oh, the customers are loving it. They say it tastes like California.
Tastes like California.
Who was that first guy? Sounded like Scott Pendlebury playing for the grand final.
You've got to take advantage of the moment, seize the opportunity and just go for it.
Oh, full credit to the boys.
It's a burger, mate.
You haven't heard anything. Hold on.
Hang on.
You haven't heard anything until you've heard this review from this guy. It's a burger and you had to wait 3 hours and it was probably stale because it came from California. It was only open for a day. Is that correct? This whole thing?
Well, no, it'll be open for a period of time. Yeah. They'll test the waters.
No, they said yesterday. That
literally
was
just one day.
I believe so.
They were in and out, literally.
Yeah, that's right. The in and out.
We figured it out.
But this guy will be back. If they ever come back to Brisbane, this guy will be involved.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, I guess. So I wanted to do it for the experience.
Once-in-a-lifetime. Jeez, there's not much happening in his life.
No, thank you.
Jesus.
Triple I am.
That person lives in the same city as us.
It's Marto, Margo and Dan.
Loser.
Breakfast's RBT game.
Play along, over, under, just alcohol. We're doing because they often do the drug test on the back end there. We don't consider that here.
All right, it's only alcohol.
All right, team, you ready? Let's meet Jess. Two bits to Jess.
Concreted Jesse took a dead-end detour just before the booze bus.
Okay.
What did he try to turn off? Did one of those. He saw the booze bus and went...
I'm out.
And it was a dead end. So they just walked down there and went, Jesse!
Whoops-a-daisy.
Yeah, just in the cul-de-sac there, mate.
Then there's some show up that's voted like Cherry Ripe. It's a press over.
Cherry Ripe? I haven't
had
that one.
Hold on. I didn't hear all that. What was it?
So there's an old myth, I think, that if you have cherry ripes, you can blow over because they're fermented, the cherries, so they have
alcohol. They say if you have a mint, it stops your breath from being alcoholic.
I think both of those things are incorrect.
Fisherman's friend.
But if you drink cough syrup, doesn't that put you over sometimes?
Doesn't matter. You shouldn't drink and drive. You're a bloody idiot. He's over.
Should you cherry ripe and drive, though? Because Jesse said it's just a cherry ripe, mate.
Yeah, I reckon he's used that as an excuse because he knows he's over.
He's a responsible... he's a concreter. He's over.
I'm going over as well.
Yeah, over.
He blew zero for alcohol.
Oh, Marta. Oh, oh no, hang on, you changed.
He's
it,
under.
And God, concreters have taught you a lesson again on this show.
What was he doing? Why was he detouring and eating cherry ripes?
Maybe he just saw a night owl and had to duck down there and get a cherry ripe down the cul-de-sac.
Normally, when drivers are asked to step out of their cars, they use the door. But not concreter Tony. If he thinks getting out through the window is a flash manoeuvre, the officers don't. It's a red flag.
Maybe his door was broken.
Yeah, no,
maybe
the door card.
Yeah, can't unlock it.
Don't judge yet. A little bit more to Tony, the concreter for you, Marta.
I looked through the window and noticed that there was no key in the ignition. The car had been started using the old hot wire technique.
Oh, dear.
Screwdriver. Okay.
Maybe he got his keys stuck in the concrete mix.
He might have dropped them.
His car's stuffed. The window doesn't work and he has to start it with a screwdriver.
Yeah, maybe someone's hit the T-boned him and there's a bit of trouble on that side of the car.
It's not looking good for Terry, is it?
No. What's his name, Tony?
Tony, close.
Yeah.
He thinks it's Terry because he's
the
pissed.
Concrete.
He's not. Don't. So what are we up to?
Time to. Okay. Under. I reckon he's just hard on his luck.
Yeah, you wouldn't jump out the window if you were half pissed.
Yeah.
He's under.
I'll go under as well.
Tony's reading comes up clean.
Hey,
well done, Tony.
Is anyone drunk anymore?
No.
Come on,
don't drink and drive. You're a bloody idiot.
Meet Joe.
Evening, sir.
How are we going?
Not too bad. We've been stopped today for the purpose of a random breath test.
Good on you.
Good on you. Is he an old bloke?
70.
Yeah, righto.
Keep going.
I went fishing this morning. We were about 100k down the coast. Drove back from there and went and had a couple of beers at the pub and now they're telling me my car's not registered.
Oh, no.
Defect.
No.
I'm going to say over.
Otherwise, yeah.
It's got to be over, doesn't it?
So he's been fishing since the morning. This is what time? Is it dark?
Dunno.
It's late. Yeah, he's pissed.
He's had 7 cherry ripes and 15 beers.
Yeah, he's over.
After today's fishing trip, Joe could be about to be caught hook, line and sinker.
Okay, sir, unfortunately you failed the roadside breath test.
Yes.
You're under arrest.
Well done, everybody.
Yeah, well done, everybody.
Not Joe. Not you, Joe. No, don't drink and drive,
you bloody idiot.
Triple M breakfast.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you what I saw last. It was everywhere on the news last night. You see those two German blokes, they hopped in their Toyota four-wheel drive and said, right, we want to go to Cape York. All the Aussies like doing it. So they pulled out of Cairns.
Two German tourists have survived a week stranded in bushland in the Cape York Peninsula after Google Maps sent them the wrong way.
Oh, dear.
Right. Achtung.
Listen, who's thinking you can use Google Maps? And I have trouble when I go any further north than Narangba picking up internet.
You've
got
to use Waze.
W-A-Z-E. Well, why didn't someone tell these two Germans? They're at the cutting edge. Germans, when you think Germans, you think engineering, mechanical precision, etc. But no.
It wasn't very good.
Oh, it was nicked good.
Very good.
Were they on Wikicamps? No. That's also a good one they should be using.
All right. Now,
when touring up the coast.
Now, have you ever been to Cape York? Anyone in here been to Cape York?
No, but I hear it's an amazing trip.
Yeah, but there's
rough and rugged,
there's
though.
There's the one road,
You've got to be experienced.
Yeah, but there's the one road. You go pull out of Cairns and pretty much...
Nine, there is small dirt road.
Yes, there was.
Google Maps tell us.
Instead of directing them along state highways, Google Maps took them into National Park along old dirt tracks where their four-wheel drive became bogged.
Not the Toyota.
And a dirt tracking.
Yeah, they should have had a Mercedes or a Porsche. Or proper German.
No, the Toyota doesn't German get vehicle. Bogged without, you know, inexperience.
Mm, they weren't happy.
At Box Creek, where we got stuck, it looks really dry, but it was only the surface was dry, and then under the surface it was really wet and muddy.
Deary me,
all right. They saw a lot of animals.
Without mobile service or internet connection, they had to think creatively, leaving the car behind. They spent the next week trekking around 60 kilometres and sleeping rough.
We saw many cows, one crocodile,
one snake, and a lot of spiders.
One snake. All right, at what stage, apparently they hung near the car for 6 days, went, there'll be someone along here soon. Before they took off, they hung around and hung around.
Well, how long would you give? They're German backpackers, right? So nobody in Australia knows who they are or where they are or what they're doing or that they're missing.
Surely on day three you would have gone, not many people coming along this road.
No, not this road.
We might get on. 6 days before they took off and they went, we better go back to that main road back there.
I thought they were bogged.
No, but they walked. Finally, after 6 days, they started walking.
6 days they waited.
When do you get the hint that there's not many people coming along this road? Surely.
Hans, I think no one cares about us.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane has.
Talking about youth crime crisis, etc. They had a bit of a meeting yesterday down here at Parliament House somewhere. They called it the Safety and Victims of Crime Committee or something or other. Mm. And they invited a few people in, but they didn't invite everybody in, and they didn't allow a lot of people who'd been affected by crime to have a say, including this woman.
They hijacked my car and then assaulted me.
But Leonie was about to be dealt another extraordinary blow.
Okay, so poor old Leonie, she's already been attacked and she came to the meeting and wanted to say something, they wouldn't let her, but then other things occurred, okay?
Leonie was unaware while sitting behind police, she was becoming a statistic all over again.
To add insult to injury, she got a call straight after from one of her colleagues at work in West End that her car had been stolen. Oh. How ironic is that?
Oh my gosh.
So she's there to tell them about when she got carjacked and assaulted.
And then her car's being stolen at work while she's there.
As that girl said.
How ironic is that?
That is truly.
That'll go on the board.
The irony.
Right? Appreciate that.
That's what it's for. That's
good. How ironic is that?
That'll join the other ones.
Holy moly. Just thought I'd bring that up. But what I really wanted to bring up is this, because we're back on, baby. Remember when I went in the march last year for victims of crime?
Oh, Ben Cannon?
She's back on.
As investigations into the car theft continue, the Voice for Victims group says it's fueling their motivation to continue to fight for change.
And if we have to go to the streets again and have a rally, we're listening to the people, and that's what we'll do.
If we have to go to the streets again, I'm ready. And this time, I'm going to get food vans, I'm going to get entertainment from some of our leading performers, and I'm going to get free beer.
Because you were supposed to be protesting for the victims. Mm. What do we want? When do we want it now?
And I did. We walked all the way from the Botanical Gardens up to Parliament House, and we shook our fists and Palaszczuk. We've actually brought down the government.
I think you were protesting for something else. I think I remember you saying, what do we want? Beer. When do we want it now?
I'm looking for it in the system.
If we march again, I'm going to have beer at the end, because what do people really want? That's what they want. After you've had a long march, you've got a man-sized thirst and you need some beer and you need some answers from the government.
Well, after seeing you at the rally protesting for beer, they actually increased the price of beer just recently. The taxes went up again.
Well, that's why I'm going to put it on for free.
And when we can't have blokes, if this is what beer's doing to people, is this a VB ad, by the way? You can get it marching.
What do you mean?
You can get it protesting.
As a matter of fact, I've got it now. There's so much joy to being a parent, and you know, there's a lot of tears when you're a parent, when you say goodbye to them that first day of school. Oh, hello, when they go to school, is when they go anywhere, you know, they leave you and you don't know whether they're ready to leave you and everything else. Can I tell you, we've just become empty nesters.
Well, Harry's been out of the house for a while, but it's Hillary's
a year
been,
and a half. Hillary's been lurking quite
been
dangerously.
Lurking. She comes and goes.
Can
as she
I
pleases?
Tell you, when they're 24, there are no tears. There are no tears. You can't get rid of them quick enough. You can't lend them your ute often enough to. You can have that. You can have everything.
Just go away.
Just go.
You've gone back to building fences full time just to get rid of them.
I'm over helping her and the boyfriend. They've moved out.
How's it going with you and Kat? Because a lot of people, their kids leave and then they go, oh, it's just us, and they don't like each other, and then they have to spend time together, and then they go, hey, you know, it's been great, but let's go our separate ways. Not you and Kath.
No. The thing is, if you think about it, when you've got teen, you never know when they're going to come at you. Like, you never know when you're going to be. I can be nude the whole time now.
Just you and Kath wandering around in
maximum,
the nude.
Ooh. Underpants. Oh, well, no, I'm not meaning to.
You and Molly Meldrum.
It's not as good as it used to be. It's not Reese Walsh wandering around your house nude, but still, it's something. But no one's going to come. You don't need to buy food. You can have an empty fridge and just, you'll walk up the road and get, because it's only you two.
Just go out for lunch.
You can do anything. We went to the pub the other day, all Saturday afternoon, because we had no kids. Having kids, it may be the greatest scam ever purported on adults in my whole life.
It's all right, Margot.
It's
you and
so
I.
So much fun. Yeah, only have keep two having
decades.
Your kids.
2 decades left.
You've only got 20 years to go.
We'll be sweet.
Hey, don't bring me down with your negativity, thank you. Yeah. My youngest is 7. I've only got 15 years
17,
to go.
He'll be at home until he's 27, though.
The stats show that they're staying at home a hell of a lot longer because they can't find a house. So you've probably got 25.
Time to invest in an apartment, Corey. Get rid of them.
That's Triple M.
Thanks for listening to the Triple M Breakfast Podcast for WITSA. Don't risk it, WITSA. WITSA.com.au.